Hello, my name is Maria, and it's true that Sweden has a very long history of making prefab houses. Actually, it dates back 200 years, but I would say that the last 100 years has been a very active period where most of the private houses that you see in Sweden are somehow prefabricated. And the terminology we use in Sweden is actually catalog house, because you get a catalog. And in this catalog, you can choose, you can pick the style you like. And for being such a small country, I think this, I was talking with my colleague, I think you thought a couple of hundred producers of prefab houses. And it's actually the factories. It's a bit, I think it's interesting to talk about this because the conditions are quite different from the United States. In Sweden, the factory, the producers, they are designing the houses. So they provide you a catalog with maybe 50 models, 100 models, and they all look the same. So being a buyer of a prefab house in Sweden, you are not, even though you have a great variety, you think, well, in my opinion, in Pink's opinion, they all look the same. So when we took on this challenge to design what we call modern prefab houses, it was the gap we wanted to fill up. Because what they do, I will just give you some little bit of background. The problem, I think, with prefab houses is they are just dropped down in the landscape. They do not relate to the environment. It's a kind of a pollution. But people have this image that they live in a typical Swedish house. And for me, it's not a typical Swedish house because, yes, it's red with white corners and you have this. But either it's a replica or it's a bad fake copy. And then what happened in the 60s and 70s was that people started to travel. They went to Spain and they came home and they said, yes, I want a typical Swedish house, but with some Spanish, you know, influences. And it's really, really horrible. And so they would use the same plan. They would just add all these bedrooms and living room, and they would use the same plan, and they would just dress the house in different, oh, you want the modernistic one, you want the vernacular one, you want the whatever they call it. So when Pink took on this this challenge, it was important for us to actually to understand and to go through our building history, because we have a wonderful, rich history of making nice architecture. And in the 30s and 40s, we were world leading. I mean, architects came to Sweden from all over the world to look at our modernistic, socialistic, social democratic sort of government building program. It was fantastic. So from then it just went downhill. So we identified three building styles. First one, the sport house. You can look at these catalogs later if you like. The sport house is a typical modernistic, quite simple sports recreation home from the 30s and 40s, made in wood with a typical roof shape, opening up to the beautiful view, being a bit more close to the sort of intimate to the back. The second house is the black barn. And is, as you can see here in the exhibition, and it's a typical, I mean, this is an interpretation of the old barn house. And I think here in this part of America, you might recognize, I mean, the Swedes went to Minnesota. So, but it's a modern house. I mean, you have to adjust to modern conditions. So it has nothing, it's not a replica, it's an interpretation. Yes. Right. And the third type is the Pacific house, which is a stone kind of modernistic, flirting with a, you know, Corbusier era. We have a lot of villas like this that originate from the 30s and 40s. But this is, again, a modern 2005 villa. So that was just some background that I think was important to share with you. And talking about the black barn, it's a very sort of archetype, clean cut, very simple, but strong in a way, piece of architecture. And it's a panel panelized system. That's what we're working on now. We have just 3 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, erected our first back barn, so I cannot tell you how it's, as far as it looks good, so we hope we're going to manage. And it's a very, we have made everything very sort of black or white. I mean, the outside is black, the inside is white. It's pure, we only use Swedish materials. It's kind of very simplified, very, well, what can I speak Swedish, please?
It's very distilled.
Yes, very distilled. Yes, exactly. Thank you to the essence of what vernacular Swedish architecture was about. And of course, it's fashion to use. Well, a lot of houses in Sweden are made black and white, so we don't think we're copying, but we're sort of, it's a trend also that we're part of. So
you think the color here would be radical, the black
exterior. You think so?
Yeah.
And it's the black color is that could be interesting. It's actually it's a natural paint that is a kind of a byproduct when you do mining. So the traditional house in Sweden would be painted in a red color like this. It's a kind of a dusty paint that wears off. So you never have to scrape. You just add on more paint, and you brush the dust off, and you add some more paint. So you can have it red, and you can have it black, which is nice also, I think, because it's sort of natural. And we have pine floor and we have pine walls. We also have wooden walls on the inside. So it's sort of, the inside is a reflection of the outside. And the dynamic is that either a house is very open, it opens up, big windows, double height, or it's very narrow and tight and you sort of go into your little closet, your bedroom. So it's interesting to have the dynamic of the complete wide open and then to hide in the dark. Yeah, I think it was necessary to start a project like this. I am an architect, but working before as an architect, I would work very traditionally. And my colleagues with Pink that I work with since 97, we represent different fields. So we deal with advertising, marketing, product design, web design, light design, which always gives many perspectives of a problem. So in order to start a project like this in Sweden, you really need to be totally without fear because, yes, it's it's quite, how shall I say, as I said, there's 200 companies doing this already, so we can never compete with... Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. We can never, never, never compete with the price. It's impossible because these companies, they have such a low square meter price that it's impossible. And I mean, one company, the largest one who produces modular houses, I mean, they produce 4,000 houses a year. And being a small country like Sweden, it's a lot. So how can we compete in price? No, we can't. What we do is we find the category of people that wanted to go to an architect but didn't know how to approach an architect, afraid of the costs, but did not want the modular, did not want the prefab house because that is not on the list. So I mean, there is a kind of category in Sweden that are a bit left over, lost. So when we presented this, they were so happy because this is an alternative solution for. We want the houses to feel, to look as they were built on site, the quality, the design, but we're using prefab as a way to cut costs.